Sunday Edition is a public service of 97.1 The Ticket.
Good morning, I'm Alisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition. The beautiful lady sitting across the table from me is Gina Conti. And Gina's been here before. It struck me a couple of weeks ago, if spring is sprunging, if spring is on the way, if the Kentucky Derby's on the way, it's, I know, Gina, every season is hat season, but in my head, right now, this is Gina Conti season. So welcome and good morning.
Thank you, Lisa. Nice to be here.
And I love the beautiful hat you're wearing this morning.
Well, thanks very much. It is my kind of a signature for myself hat, a very minty, lovely green, although it's felt because spring has sprung, but it's too darn cold. So to wear straw, and you can wear, you know, felt long into the spring, as long as it's maybe a pastel. So that's me.
Yay. How long have you been the hat lady? And you've told me it's okay to call you that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
I get mail-delivered hat lady.
That's so funny.
It's coming up on 20 years, pardon me, that I've been making hats.
20 years.
I started
years.
When I was five.
Yes.
You know, it's coming up on 20 years that I've been making hats.
And you've really ridden some interesting waves of economy, of style, of fashion, of acceptability and not so much of the hat. Do hats ever go out of style?
No. They might go out of fashion, but they never go out of style.
Explain what that means.
Well, fashion comes and goes. There are trends. There are, it's all about this and the skirt length. You know, it used to be the skirt length. You could tell where fashion was. Shoes, everything changes. But style doesn't change.
You're right.
Style lasts forever.
How have you ridden some of the economic waves over the 20 years? Let's not even maybe talk about the first year or two, because any startup, there are going to be those traditional, if you will, struggles of starting a business and getting the word out and building. But here in Michigan, we've had some pretty interesting cycles over the past 15 years. A lot of people wake up every morning and go, I miss 2008, for example. Mm-hmm. So how did you manage to ride through all of that?
Very gracefully. And with my hat on. Well, the good news is my business is not restricted to Michigan. Although I love it here, I love living here, and my family's here, etc. And but my business is also, you know, on the internet. So we have it's GinaConti.com, and we have a very, very varied and wide clientele all across not only this country, but I'm very blessed to have people in Europe, and I've sold hats to South Africa, New Zealand, and so it's really wonderful.
How long have you been online? Because that's a change that you had to make, obviously, several years ago. Because 20 years ago, you probably weren't selling hats online, right?
Well, 20 years ago, 1995 is when,
okay,
you know, so it's a while ago. Now, it was all very slow.
Sure.
But I started probably in, 95.
It's impressive.
With help from a good friend. So it got me started on the computer. And so
anybody you'd like to name, as long as we're sitting here?
My friend Richard Greaves.
He's blushing
like
over in the corner.
My right arm. And sometimes my left arm, and the shipping agent, and many, many, many things.
We just had to give some props
to Richard. We had to give him a little kudos.
That's
there,
right. Yeah. It was very important.
Yes.
As I look at trends, both business trends and fashion trends. Again, things change. Things go up and down. As you said, hats really never go out. There's always room for a hat. Winter, spring, summer, and fall, right?
Right, right.
If you can walk our listeners a little bit through the process when they are here and they come to your Wyandotte place, that I still need to make it down there because it sounds magnificent. Explain how we really are going back to the 1920s as far as how much you care about the people who come in.
Well, what I do is custom, which is unique in itself. There aren't many places to go, certainly not even high-end department stores where you can anymore walk into a millinery department, which is the hat department, but even the term millinery is starting to come to the front. People are recognizing the term. And so it's not just off the shelf. You're not just picking something off the shelf. You're actually going to be measured. Your head is measured, for a head is painless. It's painless. I always budget about an hour for a new client.
Is that? I'm sorry to interrupt. Is anybody ever embarrassed by having their head measured? Because I know I would be. It would feel awkward to have other body parts measured, but my head, I wouldn't care.
No, like, no one is. Sometimes we'll say, "Oh my goodness, I have such a large head," and they say, "Not really. You just have a larger head than the department stores carry sizes for, because inside that head is usually a tag that says one size fits most. It used to say one size fits all." They never changed the equipment to make the hats, but they changed the tag to say one size fits most. And we wouldn't stand for that if that was our shoes.
You're right. You're right.
So anyway, head sizes, they do vary. Maybe not as much as shoe sizes, but they certainly vary. And then what hat you try to put on your head, if it's too small, you say, I don't look good in a hat. Well, you don't look good in that hat because it's too small.
So it's that hat,
it's
not
that hat.
Hat,
right. All you need for a hat is a head. And we almost always have,
most of
those.
Us have those.
If you're going to walk into the salon, you have a hat. You have a head. But no, people are not generally embarrassed by their measurement, by taking their measurements for their head. I make everyone very comfortable, of course, when they come in. There's a cup of tea, and we discuss what they want, what they're looking for, what the occasion is. Like I said, I budget an hour. It takes a minute to measure someone's head.
Sure.
I take about six different measurements, but it takes about a minute for that, and then the rest, the 59 additional minutes just to talk about what they'd like, try on some different hats, look at their clothing, discuss trim, you know, their lifestyle, what
sure.
are they looking for? Is this an outerwear? Is this for a special event? And so that's what takes more time. And everyone that comes to me gets that time.
As it should
be. It should, because they're doing something different. They're taking a step to have something custom made. Anything you have custom made is a world of difference. If you were to have your shoes custom made, or your, you know, have your clothing custom made,
right,
altogether different experience, a wonderful experience, and it will fit.
Well, that would be the magic. It will. It will fit.
It's the magic.
It will fit,
right,
because
right.
it really is just for you.
And then you'll
you.
Feel good in it because you've had you've played a part in choosing the materials and the color and the size, and you're comfortable.
Have you ever had somebody come to you with their own idea for a hat that you just knew would not work for them? And if so, how do you gently guide them to what really is best for them?
Well, I am not one of these designers that say, oh, no, my dear, you absolutely cannot wear this hat.
Of course.
They have something in their head. They see, they have their own vision.
Something in their head about what they want on their head.
On their head, right. Very good. And I am there to counsel and to make suggestions. And if they, you know, and so maybe to educate them on a better look. Now, if in the end they absolutely, they won't be swayed, I must remember that it is not my hat.
Right.
It's their hat.
You're right.
And their life and their money that's paying for it. And if they want that, they should have what they want. But it's my duty, you know, as the hat police, it is my duty to inform.
Yes.
And educate.
Inform and educate mm-hmm. about the
and
do's
advise.
And don't. Oh, there we go. Inform,
yeah.
educate, and advise. Gina Conti. Educator, advisor, informant, do we call you that?
A counselor.
There we go.
There we go.
She's counselor. The hat counselor.
Hat
I like
counselor.
It.
There
this
go.
Is obviously one of the busier seasons you face, with the Kentucky Derby coming up. And I know your eyes just crossed. I wish we were on television for that quick moment.
I'm glad we're not on television today.
Talk to me about what that means to a milliner. What does the Kentucky Derby mean?
You know, somebody just asked me that the other day. One of my clients came in and said, oh, what's it like right now? And I said, it's like having 150 brides come at you all at once. Because it's akin to your wedding day. I'm not kidding. They,
really?
Yes. I mean, it's very important. Some people are going for the very first time. It's so special. They've had also in their imagination what the Derby is like, and it's all about the hat. you know, you can always pick up a dress.
Right, right.
But, you know, even if it's a little black dress or something, you can always pick up the dress. And the serious hat wearers will say that. Oh, it's all about the hat. I'll find something to wear. The hat is very, very special. And so I want, of course, and it's my reputation, to
sure.
give everybody that special attention and really work with them to make that fantasy a reality. And it's such a joy. It really is a joy for them. And if they're happy, boy, then I'm doubly happy. It really is a wonderful, wonderful experience. And it's not necessarily that women are just, or, you know, I make some men's hats too, but it's not just that they're going to the Derby. Derby parties go
right.
on all across the country. It's just, it's amazing. It's amazing. And they're just as serious about their hat.
Really?
Wearing to a party that's not even in Kentucky.
So this really is, I mean, what we see in the movies
it's
and
madness.
What we hear about, it's real. It's the Mad Hatter.
It's
really
very
is real.
It's very real, and it's very wonderful.
Have you been to Kentucky Derby parties?
No, because I'm always working.
Because you're busy. You're busy.
I'm always
your
working.
Your hats have been at many Kentucky Derby parties.
Oh, they're at many parties. But I tell you, I am virtually in the workroom. And we ship hats even day before, you know, overnight to the hotels in Louisville.
Really?
Yeah, really. It's insane, you know, but it's wonderful. It's a wild and crazy time of year. It's very special. I absolutely love it. Now, my family might not love me so much. I drive everybody crazy. But
and Richard puts a lot of mileage on his car.
Oh, my stars. I don't drive anywhere. Richard drives me everywhere. I mean, I can't pay attention to the road. I might have to have a nap, you know, while going
sure.
to the next place. But we don't really leave the workroom very much, especially the last 2 months before.
Really?
Yeah, it's that crazy.
That really is wild. And it puts it all in perspective, because most of us don't walk around thinking about that. We turn on the television and we see the coverage, or we
yes.
read the newspaper, or we listen to the radio and we hear Kentucky Derby time and here's what's going on, or we see the movies where people are dressed
exactly.
in their finest in these beautiful hats. You're the one who makes this happen.
Oh, right. Well, it's not just the Derby that's
right.
happening at the Derby, because it's spring. It is Preakness, happens 2 weeks after the
That's
Derby.
Right.
That's another. There's a race, a horse race going on somewhere in the world almost every month of the year. And that's wonderful. You know, it's wonderful for hat making,
of
certainly.
Course.
And it's very serious, and it's becoming more and more serious, not only with the parties, but, you know, the events that happen right after that. Also, you still have the June brides. It's still a thing to get married in June. And
yes.
We don't just make hats. You know, I make headpieces, and I don't really do a lot of veils. There's a lot of that out there. But if they want a custom-made hair piece, headpiece, and little small, they're still calling them fascinators. We still, you know, we do all of that as well. So all of that happens.
It's incredible.
All at the same time. And then this year, I have been insane enough. No, this year, I have gotten myself involved with ARDA, the American Autoimmune Related Diseases Association.
Really?
Yes. And we're doing a private hat showing of special event hats and derby hats for their annual fundraising luncheon, and that's the 20th of April.
The 20th of April.
Yeah, so it's right before
gracious.
Derby, and it's just, that's also total madness, but that it is a very, very wonderful organization, and it affects so many people.
You know, do you have a few minutes to hang around a little bit longer and we can talk about that organization?
Sure.
I would really appreciate that. Well, let's give your website before we pause.
It's Gina with an E, G-E-N-A, GinaConti.com.
GinaConti.com, Hat Lady to the Stars, and everybody.
And everyone.
That's right. Once again, I'm Alisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.
Sunday Edition is a public service of 97.1 The Ticket.
Good morning. I'm Alisa Z, and you're listening to the Sunday Edition. Thanks for spending your morning with me. I'm still here with the Hat Lady, Gina Conti. Thank you for spending your morning with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Gina, as we were talking before, it's all about the hat. Hats never go out of Style. They go out of fashion. A particular hat goes out of fashion and then does it ever come back in
absolutely.
Hemlines do, right?
Fashion always repeats
itself. Keep those hats. They are stylish and you need to keep them going. It's not like clothes, if you haven't worn it in 6 months, throw it away. Keep your hats.
Well, you can also keep those clothes.
Right,
you'd be surprised if you have room in your closet, right.
But you mentioned before the break you're involved with an organization. Let's talk about that. What is the organization?
The organization is ARDA, A-A-R-D-A, the American Autoimmune Related Diseases Association.
American Autoimmune Diseases
Association.
Okay.
And they have a website, aarda.org.
How'd you get involved with them?
I got involved. They actually approached me, I'm going to say 6, 8 years ago.
Okay.
To do an event for them. We did a fashion show, a hat show for them some time ago. And that was my first knowledge of the organization. And it struck me very important. I have so many people are affected by one type of autoimmune disease or another, and sometimes multiple.
Right.
And my own mother and my sister-in-law and some good clients have autoimmune-related diseases. It can happen to anybody. It's just, you know.
It is.
It's genetic, or it pops up, you know.
And one sometimes leads to another.
Absolutely.
It seems, I don't know if it's a cause and effect or just a coincidence, because if you're prone to an autoimmune disease, you're prone to an autoimmune disease. And I don't think any of us has been untouched, whether personally, because there are so many diseases that fall under this. We talked about at the break, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and so many.
Myasthenia gravis.
There's
so many, and I know people personally and family members that are affected. So it's a small bit that I can do. Using my expertise, I'm going to be doing the hat fashion show during their spring luncheon event. It's a derby theme.
Okay.
And, of course, they have a silent auction, and they'll have different tickets for sale and that kind of thing. And then after the event, I'm donating 20% of the hat sales from that day, anything that their guests will be able to shop.
Right.
It's still pre-derby time, so if they need a hat for a derby party or the derby, or just because they fell in love with something, we're donating back a percentage of the hat sales back to ARDA. So it's really going to be a lovely event. It's at the Dearborn Inn on the 20th of April, and there's more information on the ARDA site.
Do you have the hats already that you're going to have out there? Or are you too much in the throes of getting ready for the derby? I know, I'm a comedian in another life.
You are a comedian.
Try to veal. I'll be here all week. How do you decide? Because you're so busy with custom work right now.
Right. And the custom orders are on one side of the page. And then in between, I'm creating hats for the show.
Oh, my.
And also making sure that they fit our models.
Right, that was the next thing.
Right. Models all set. I'm very blessed that a lot of my clients love the opportunity to model, and some of my clients are also affected by autoimmune diseases, and they're going to participate. Even my sister-in-law is in a wheelchair, and she's going to be a model, darn it.
You know? Is she a wheelchair as a result of an autoimmune disease?
Yes, it's lupus.
Okay.
And so she can walk with a walker, but it'd be better for her. So we're doing hats for both events, and, you know, Preakness, too, and that kind of thing going at the same time. So it's quite the hat dance.
Hats off to you.
Thanks very much. It all happens at the same time. So, if we have a hat positioned for the show, it's also posted on the website, too, as quickly as we make it. So that could get sold
before
the showtime, which means making another hat. So it's just constant.
How does your head not explode?
I keep a very tight hat on. I have Richard to help me. That's how come it doesn't.
Thank goodness
really,
for Richard.
It keeps me very calm. It's wonderful.
Breathe,
yes,
right? Breathe.
I practically live in the workroom. And
I'll bet.
You know,
and to add a benefit to the mix right now. Now, let's give the website again, please, and the name of the organization and the date and location of the benefit on the 20th of April.
It is the American Autoimmune Related Diseases Association.
I have to close my eyes to see it.
AARDA.
Okay.
AARD, like David, AARDA.org.
AARDA.org.
And they are doing their Spring Derby Luncheon on April 20th.
That's a Saturday,
I
believe.
It's a Saturday. It's from 11:30 to 2:30.
Okay, I'm sure
at the Dearborn Inn.
On the website as far as the time. Go
right,
ahead.
And the Dearborn Inn. And it's going to be a lovely event. It's also listed on my website, okay. GinaConti.com, and on their website. There is also notice along with a feature of yours truly in the April Style Line magazine.
Okay.
And a feature coming up in our, not just about the event, but there's a feature on myself. So I've mentioned the... In Styleline, I believe they're doing a little blurb about the event as well.
Is there anybody you've just really wanted to do a hat for? And I'm not saying that necessarily that person wears the wrong hats, but is there somebody out there you've looked at and you've said, I would love to make a hat for that person?
Well, there was Joni Mitchell, and I did make her a hat.
You made a hat for Joni Mitchell?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. She's one of my all-time favorites.
Mine,
here too.
Yes. Oh, please send me a picture of the hat you made for Joni Mitchell.
Well, it's my signature hat, actually. It's called Philadelphia.
Okay.
And it's a very, very versatile hat. It has two brims. And it can be worn like six different ways.
Okay.
I also use this hat very much for cancer patients or people who have lost their hair for one reason or another.
Okay.
Because it can fit very low in the back, covering the nape of the neck. And it's just extremely versatile. So it's Philadelphia, and it's a lovely workhorse, actually, of a hat.
I had never even thought about that. Do you work with a lot of cancer patients?
I do, but I don't do like that soft turban kind of. There's enough of that available out there.
It'll help these women
feel a little more stylish if they desire such. You know, such a thing.
Right.
I had a woman come to me with staples in her head from a brain surgery, and she, you know. Oh, does this upset you? No.
Right.
No. It doesn't. I have a brother who's physically compromised. I don't, you know, which people would say he's handicapped, but we call it physically challenged.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, I've seen him go through, 20 different operations. And, you know, no, it's not. I'm there to help somebody feel good, you know, at a time when you don't.
Right. Right.
And we can do many of these things over the internet. I Skype appointments.
Okay.
You know, so you could be in Switzerland or you can be around the block and can't get out or can't get to me. If you have Skype, we can set a time and we'll do an appointment over the phone or over Skype.
So friends and family, if you have somebody who's going through cancer treatment, if you know of a woman who really needs to feel special and stylish at a time where it feels like she may be at a low ebb, you can Skype and take care of things that way. That's been, thank goodness for the internet.
It's a marvelous, marvelous way to contact many people that you would never meet.
Is there any brim we've left unturned here today, Gina?
There you go. I think that I really like to push and promote the fact of custom.
Yes.
Because it's unlike any other experience. It really is special. It's and, you know, I think some people are afraid because, you know, they have many different fears that they're, first of all, scared to call for an appointment. And I do everything by appointment. This is not a walk-in business because when I'm not with a client, I'm in the workroom.
Sure.
And so there's a fear that you can't wear a hat, that it's going to be so cost prohibitive, which is not true. Do they cost more than an average department store? Perhaps. But it's if you go into the department store and it doesn't fit you, or it only comes in black.
Right.
You know, so there are many different options to having something custom made.
And it's a spiff, a treat for yourself.
It's very, and it's like buying a good coat. Like my mother used to say, you have one good coat, and you have a good pair of boots, and you have a good hat.
Our mothers, I think, knew each other.
I think so. But, you know, darn it, they were right.
They were right. I'm not even ashamed to admit, my mother is right. She's not awake this early in the morning to hear me say it, but anybody who knows her, you can go ahead ahead and tell her I said my mother's right.
That's right. And so is my mother. And she's modeling in the artist show. My mom will be modeling.
That's beautiful.
It is. And she is beautiful.
That is wonderful. Yes. That artist show, again, is April 20th at the Dearborn Inn. Go to the website. Get the information. It's certainly a wonderful organization to support. As we said, virtually everybody is touched, whether personally or by somebody they know, with an autoimmune disease because
sure.
there are so many that fall under that umbrella.
Yes.
So I thank you for supporting that cause. Gina, let's give your website one more time before
we
close.
GinaConti.com. That's Gina with the E, GenaConti.com.
Thank you so much for spending your morning
for
here.
Me.
Once
it's
again.
Up to you.
Thank you once again. I'm Elisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.
Sunday Edition is a public service of 97.1 The Ticket.